Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger, and joining me in the studio this morning is Mexico resident John Kniffel. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me in. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're certainly glad to have you in here. We start off with easy questions, so just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and about your family, if you will.
I will, yeah. So John Kniffel, Mexico resident, born in 1981, seems like a long time ago. And have primarily lived in Mexico my entire life, with the exception of going to college back in 2000, which was the first year in Warrensburg, Missouri, and then transferred to Columbia College to be with my wife, future wife at that point in time, Carrie Kniffel, in 2001. And we lived there from 2001 until 2006, when we had started our family in about 2003 with Lily, and then 2005 with our son Aiden, and then realized that the Columbia market wasn't the place for us as far as raising a family, and wanted to come back home to Mexico, where we thought it would be a lot easier to raise the kids in a smaller community.
Most certainly. Let's go back to Mexico, growing up in Mexico. Kind of what was that like for you as a kid, and you know, what kind of things were you interested in?
So growing up for me as a kid in Mexico, I lived in the country, so I was about 9 miles out on Highway 15. So my parents were involved in a lot of outdoor type stuff, not so much farming in the country, but definitely some things like that, with raising some livestock, hunting, things of that nature. And I got into some of those things, but it wasn't particularly my passion, if you will. So I found myself in town a lot, hanging out with friends, doing a lot of the normal kid stuff, you know, riding bikes, going to the arcade, sometimes getting into mischief, things of that nature. But also at a young age, I got into sports and did a lot of those things growing up as well.
Well, let's talk about the sports. What kind of sports were you playing?
So basketball for me was huge when I was growing up. If anybody drove past my parents' house on Highway 15, you would see a wooden basketball hoop attached to a tin garage with that Michael Jordan logo drawn on the backboard. So started playing basketball at a very young age, and played that all the way through 10th grade in high school. But mixed in there as a young kid was a lot of baseball at the Optimus Fields, which I did till about probably 8th grade, give or take. And then, you know, there was soccer mixed in, there was track, there was a little bit of football, lots of sports.
Let's take a sidebar. I heard you say Michael Jordan. Let's have that debate here this morning. Michael Jordan or LeBron James, in your estimation, who's the best of all time? Who's the GOAT?
Oh, man, the GOAT is still Jordan, No doubt. I think if you look, you can break down some things like, you know, physique, height, strength, things like that. LeBron might have Jordan in some of those aspects, but overall, it's got to be Jordan. All and right. I'm a little biased, though.
I understand that. I grew up on Michael Jordan, too. So, but I was a New York Knicks fan, so he was always killing us. But that's another conversation for another day. You're huge into golf. Did you play golf whenever you were growing up?
So I did. I started playing golf my freshman year. That's when I picked up the sport. I didn't play on the golf team till about 10th grade. The funny thing about golf is when I was growing up as probably elementary age kid, I had a babysitter that lived right across the street from Arthur Hills. And the golf course was right there for 2 or 3 years. And I had no idea what it was. It just looked like a foreign land to me. And, you know, looking back on it, I wish I would have knew at that point what I know now.
Yep.
But, yeah, I didn't get started till I was essentially a sophomore in high school.
Absolutely. You say you went on to college. What kind of stuff were you studying in college?
So I was always interested in doing computer information systems. So that was the first plan with my first year of college, not realizing that that required a lot of programming classes like C++, which required a lot of math skills and math background, which I did not have. So after about a year of college, I realized that, hey, I better convert to something else. I'm paying for all of my college. I better get out of here quickly. So I converted to doing a business degree, which was the easiest to get at that point in time, and kind of seemed like it had the most options available as an adult for careers.
Absolutely. So. Well, you've been a businessman for a while in Mexico. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute, but let's take our first break, and then we'll come back. John Kniffel in the studio this morning on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO.